Handmade Moments has spent 2018 traveling and performing in a variety of places, including Mexico, Colombia, and California. Last month, Anna Horton and Joel Ludford made their way home to Arkansas to visit family and play a couple of shows. While they were here, they came to the Firman Garner Performance Studio to discuss the release of their new album, Pawpaw Tree. That discussion took place with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. During their visit to our studio, they played a couple of new songs from the album, including this one.
We are
Handmade Moments.
And this song is called Fighting a Mountain. And it's on our new record, Pawpaw Tree.
Standing here in your corner, wiping the sweat and blood from your brow. I wanna fight this one for you. Maybe I don't know how. Don't know how.
I know you're fighting a mountain. I know you're trying to tear it down. I am a fountain. Use me. Tear this whole thing down. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Here on the shoreline, I can't hear a word that I say. I know you're screaming, your head's too far under the wave.
I know you're fighting a mountain. I know you're trying to tear it down. I am a fountain. Use me, tear this whole thing down.
Do, 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 do. Outnumbered, oh, but both my
hands have been tied.
I see you struggling, I know just how hard that you try.
I know you're fighting a mountain. I know you're trying to tear it down. I am a fountain, use me, tear this whole thing down.
Thanks, friends.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Good take, I think, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you hate it? Anybody hate it?
It's our first time playing this bass. Thanks, DJ, for the bass.
New bass. You got to play differently on every bass. So. It's...
Well, I thought it sounded great, and it'll be a new song on your forthcoming album.
Yes.
Pawpaw Tree.
Yes, it will.
How have you found time, and where did you find a place to record an album, because you guys are constantly on the move between here in California and all over?
Well, we decided last year and early in the year, we were thinking about recording in California in the spring, and we didn't have time because we didn't make the time. And you have to make the time.
You have to make the time.
To do
yes.
anything that you want to do, I'm finding out. So we decided, let's go back to Arkansas in the fall and make the album there. So we came here, and we were here for 4 months.
And it was we settled down for a little bit. We snuck in. to town and had a covert living operation going on here.
I lived with a wonderful woman named Sophie, moved into her house, and it was so amazing to be in Arkansas in the fall. It's like my favorite place to be. And we recorded here in town at Homestead Studios with Eric, and that was a delight, an absolute delight. Highly recommend.
We had some local, we have a lot of awesome local friends, local musician friends that live here. And so we had some great people playing with us on this album. We had Melissa Carper and Rebecca Paddock, and they both
just moved to Nashville.
But that's good. They need to go. They're so good. They're so talented. So I'm just happy they're playing music anywhere.
So we're so lucky to have them on our record. Our friend Nathan Rivera came from California / New Orleans, wherever he was at the time. He's either one or the other. And he came and played on our album too. And then our good buddy Maz in Santa Barbara laid down some beautiful Eastern instrumentation. So yeah, it was a nice little...
It was a short recording block, though. I mean, it was only 2 weeks. We did all the recording in about 2 weeks, maybe three.
Yeah, maybe like...
So everything was quick, and it was just like we wanted to get into a studio and spend a, you know, little bit chunk of time there and have an album. And we wanted it to be in Arkansas because we were homesick.
Yeah, we just want to come back for a little bit and hang, ride on the bike trails, you know, reminisce.
So is that why the album's called Pawpaw Tree? I mean, that's a very Arkansas thing.
Yeah, you know, Joel, you tell them about that part.
Okay. We were going to call the album something else, but my mom thought it was too sad. Oh. And so I was like, all right, we'll change the album name for you, Mom. That's just me sacrificing my artistic, you know, compromising my artistic value. No, it was going to be named after one song in the album, and then we just named it after another song on the album. And I think it fit better, actually. The Pawpaw Tree fit better. We're glad we took her advice to think about a different song. And we picked Pawpaw Tree because, yeah, I've planted like 50 pawpaw trees in Arkansas over at Guy Ames' farm, and I love the fruit, and we're both into the local agriculture and like practical agriculture, permanent agriculture, you know, permaculture type of thing. And so we're just happy to, reference Arkansas and get the pawpaw tree out there.
So how many songs did you end up with on the album? We've heard one. You mentioned Pawpaw Tree.
We have 10 total.
Nice.
We started off with 15. We chopped them down.
Sure.
We chopped them down to 10.
It's a good move, I think. You go into the studio, record a whole bunch, and some are going to fit the theme and some don't work. And so there's a lot of songs that people know of ours that we have had written for a couple of years now that are still not on the Pawpaw Tree. So there's like there's another album that we're going to be recording really soon, sometime this year. We don't have a concrete plan, but our plan this time is to do a really, do a lot of those songs that people know pretty well already that we haven't had recorded and do them in a really poppy, like fun, dancey,
get a
full
band
sound. Yeah,
we want a drummer.
There you go.
We're on the search for a drummer and another bass player / guitar player / can play anything else. One of those people, one of those freaks. I know you're out there. If you can hear me, we're looking for you. You just getting out of music school, looking for a job. Hey, buddy, come join Team Handmade Moments.
Well, hopefully they hear that and they contact you. You mentioned, picking songs that fit the theme. What's the theme for this album?
Oh, man. I would say, I would say it's very much an acoustic, folky album. A little more psychedelic than our last two, I probably would say. And lots of human themes of being human and, like, all the different feelings that come with that, which is very broad, I know, but...
It'll make sense when you hear it.
Yeah, you'd have to hear it.
Okay.
Go on the journey.
Theme of the album is yellow and green. Those are the colors, like the main colors of the album work. And also, I think when you're listening to it, you're going to have this feels yellow, this feels green. So I would say when you're listening, that's the color palette in mind.
Okay.
Yellow, green, a little bit of brown in there, but a lot of green.
Earthy.
Yeah. Earth tones.
Papa tones.
Yeah.
Tones. Well, could we hear another song off the album?
Yeah. This song.
Of course.
This next song is called Junkie.
Hit me with your best shot and you sparkle through my veins. And all the worries I once had begin to float away. Float away. Ain't no needle, baby, that could ever go this deep. And when you go away, oh, I can't eat, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. Hard to tell that I'm a junkie for your love. I've tried to quit a thousand times, but I just can't get enough, can't give it up. Just can't give it up. I'm a puddle on the floor. I'm trying to compose myself, but all I want is more. Give me more. Give me more. To tell that I'm a junkie for your love. Tried to quit a thousand times, but I just can't give it up, can't give it up. Just can't give it up.
So the new album comes out on May 21st. Mm-hmm. Will there be a physical form?
There will be. We're going to have discs.
CDs.
Discos.
But we're also going to be releasing it on...
Vinyl.
Vinyl. But oh, good. We'll have a vinyl release that'll be later.
That'll be later.
Okay, later in the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you will be able to buy our album on our website because we have a store now.
Perfect.
At our website, handmademomentsmusic.net. You can buy shirts and CDs. And stickers on May 21st.
That is true.
And May 21st is a significant anniversary for you guys. Are you releasing it on that day on purpose?
Yes.
May 21st is when we got in a horrible bus crash.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It'll be 2 years ago on that day, May 21st. Yeah, and it was pretty life-changing.
You broke your hip.
I broke my hip. Yeah, both my feet got pretty broken up too. And yeah, it was pretty wild recovery. And now I have a lot more understanding of what people that go through car wrecks and any type of physical injury go through. So it's a very eye-opening experience. And yeah, we chose it just because we didn't want to just forget about it and pass it off. It was a big part of our life. It really put a halt in our plans. We had this really cool bus that ran on veggie oil and had a stage and solar. So we want to kind of commemorate that and keep going and celebrate it.
Make it a positive day.
Mm-hmm.
Put out something good on that day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see you guys here today and that you're turning that into something positive. Another positive thing this year is you guys are headed to Europe for the first time, right?
Yeah, we are.
Tell me about that.
So we got hit up by a German booking agent. I was like, man, I really want to go to Europe. We were going to book it ourselves. But then this man from this booking agency in Germany reached out and he's like, hey, ever thought about coming to Europe? And we're like, what? Yes, we're coming in September. And so now we're playing in Germany, Austria, Bulgaria. Playing okay. In Bulgaria. We're playing in France and Spain.
All over.
In the UK. We're going to be there for about 3 months.
Okay.
Just going.
So continuing your troubadour lifestyles, and we can keep up with you on your website?
Yeah, please. Website, handmademomentsmusic.net, or Facebook, or Instagram.
Before we let you guys go, because we hear one more song.
Please.
You sure can. This is a new one.
It's called End the War.
Was Anna Horton and Joel Ludford, who together are Handmade Moments. They came to the Carver Center for Public Radio last month to speak with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. The duo's new album, Pawpaw Tree, is released May 21st. For more information, handmademomentsmusic.net.